To be beautiful is to be healthy. It's time for Beauty Inside Out with hosts Lisa Davis and the star of the show, David Pollack.
Are you sabotaging your beauty? Did you know that there are some common aging blunders? And David is going to tell us what they are. All right, David, lay it on us.
I think I'm perfect just the way I am. How's that?
I think you're perfect just the way you are, too.
I appreciate that. Since we're on radio, let's go with it. Often there are several things people overlook or feel that aren't a problem or they're doing wrong. And one is gray hair. Nothing screams aging like gray roots. And I know you and I don't always see eye to eye on coloring our hair, but I think the more you're seeing the gray, you certainly don't look like you're in 20s again. And I'm not suggesting you have to go color your hair completely, but if it's the roots, there are hair coloring shampoos, there are root touch-up products, and so you could simply just touch up those few small areas with a little touch of gray and help erase several years and look younger just by touching it up. So don't ignore the gray hair. That's my first tip. Now, you and I don't always agree. What do you think about gray hair?
I like gray hair. I mean, I really think it's a personal choice. I think if it matches your skin tone, and I especially love when you see someone with blue eyes and they let their hair go gray.
And if you're accepting getting older, because to me, I like to fight it. I personally like to think I'm still 25, and for some reason, I'm not. Well, let's keep going. One thing women do is they get older, and I see some young kids doing it these days. It drives me nuts. But they wear heavy, heavy earrings. And those heavy earrings are actually causing the earlobe to sag, and they're actually stretching that little pinhole that should be there. It should be slighter and smaller.
Yeah, you know, I knew a woman, and she was probably in her 80s, and I'm guessing she must have worn heavy earrings her whole life. Her earlobes were so long. I was like, wow. I was astounded. I'd never seen anything like that before.
Okay, take a look at some of the kids today. They're wearing what they call gauges, where they put things into their ear, and they get different sizes. Okay, but they don't come back. So 30 years from now, when they decide they have kids that are growing up and they take them out, you've got these huge holes that look absolutely awful. But one of the things, as we're aging, wear lighter earrings. They can still be beautiful, but get lighter earrings so they don't weigh on the skin and drag those holes larger and draw attention to your ears, because a sagging earlobe or these large holes help show aging. So avoid that. Another one, loose clothing. I admit, we've talked about it. I've gained some weight over the years, and now I'm losing it. But along the way, I got used to wearing loose clothing, thinking it helped hide the weight I had gained. And reality was, it was actually accentuating it. So while it may be more comfortable for me, as I've lost the weight, I've got to get used to wearing more fitted clothes again. Because fitted clothes can actually do the opposite of what you think and help you look thinner and younger just by getting clothes that fit you properly, and I'll even say in fashion, because if we wear some of the baggier clothes, we'll hold on to them longer because they're loose fitting. So you want to stay in fashion, and you want to get clothes that fit a little bit better. I mean, what about you?
Yeah. Oh, I agree. Unless it's hot, I don't like being hot, and then I'll wear the baggiest, thinnest cotton things you can imagine. But under normal circumstances, I definitely love clothes that hug my curves. I do like that. So does my husband.
There you go. And that's going to accentuate versus trying to hide it, which would actually age you. The other is, let's talk about bare hands. Now, I've talked about hands before, exfoliating the hands, moisturizing the hands, and trying to fight the signs of aging in your hands, and most women ignore that fact. I always say, if you want to know a woman's true age, look at her hands. But it's not just about taking care of your hands and the skin itself. There are studies to show that women with no jewelry or bare hands actually look older. By wearing nail polish and having some jewelry on can help you look younger, especially if they have more vibrant colors, because you look more detailed and have it draws some attention and helps hide the imperfections.
I'm looking at my hands, and I'm not even wearing my wedding band, mostly because I've gained weight since I've gotten married, and it's too tight, so I have to get it resized. But yeah, and I have no nail polish on, and my cuticles are... Oh, this is embarrassing, David. About my hands.
Nobody would have known. All you had to do was go with it. I've got colorful jewelry on anyway.
Ooh, but dazzling.
So take care of your hands by exfoliating your hands. Use a moisturizer often and try and minimize the damage to the hands. Use an age spot remover or skin lightening cream to get rid of some of the brown spots that appear as we get older. And the other is, wear some jewelry and get your hands manicured, or use fingernail polish, because it's going to help your hands look younger.
Hi, Hydrogenone.
Hi, David. Oh, hydroquinone. No. Sorry. I thought you were trying to say hi to me.
The ingredient you want to watch out for in skin lightening projects.
Hydroquinone were one of the two countries that even allow it to be used. And so everybody else has banned it. And so why anybody would use a product with it is crazy. You can use natural skin lighteners like Arbutin or Arbutafade, which is a natural skin lightener. Vitamin C is an antioxidant and skin lightener. So by using combinations of it, we can actually lighten the skin, lighten the brown spots without using dangerous chemicals like hydroquinone. So hydroquinone can take 4 weeks to work. Using a natural product may take a fifth week. So what if it takes an extra week? At least you can be healthy and not add toxic or poison ingredients to your skin or to your routine. So thank you for bringing
that. And lemons, too. Yeah, right? Can't
we actually, lemons, because they're acidic, and you've got vitamin C in oranges, lemons, or any of the citrusy-type fruit. Let's keep going, though, with some other blunders. Stained teeth. As we age, we drink coffee, we drink red wine, we eat chocolate, all kinds of things. Just ask your dentist, and you're going to notice, if you look at pictures from when you were younger till now, you're going to see your teeth have slowly gotten more dingy. And so you can go to your dentist and let them do a tooth whitening, if I can stutter that out. You can get products at the regular drugstore or grocery store that you could do at home. They're not as fast acting. My preference is the dentist, but there are home-based products you can use. The other is when drinking some of these liquids, teas, other dark-colored products or tinted products, use a straw. That way it bypasses your first row of, the front teeth, and you're not going to stain them. So get your teeth whitened and then use the ways to try and avoid them.
You know, speaking of straws, I'm going to go back to the lemons. It's very healthy to drink lemon water, but I've been told that you want to use a straw because the lemon could hurt your teeth. I'm sure you've heard that too, the acidity.
Eat away at the enamel. Yes. And so a straw is a great way to get past the front teeth. And so that would be one thing. And the other, I strongly suggest, if you will whiten your teeth, you feel 10 years younger just after the first time the dentist does it.
Isn't another common aging blunder wearing too much makeup, like heavy either foundation or powdered makeup?
I laugh because I will tell you, there's two times I see a woman wear too much makeup. That is when they're too young to be an adult. When you get girls like freshmen in high school, they want to look like they're adults already or look older, and they wear too much makeup. And to me, that's a sure sign that they're young. And then as we get older, we wear too much makeup to hide it again. So we're hiding our age when we're too young and when we're too old. The actual heavy makeup is going to get into the wrinkles and accentuate it when we're older. So wearing less makeup can be more. So use makeup that's going to help hide your imperfections, and other makeup to help accentuate your perfections, your positives. And so don't use caked up makeup to fill in those wrinkles. It's only going to make it worse.
Are you saying you've got to accentuate the positive? Remember that song?
No, I don't remember it going just like that. I don't remember it just like that. But anyway. And it's never too early or too late to start with skincare. Often I hear people say, geez, I should have done it when I was younger. For our younger listeners, I'm going to tell you, if you're in your 20s, protect that youth. Don't wait till it's too late. Start taking care of your skin now, and it's going to make a difference when you get into your 40s, 50s, and 60s. If you're in your 30s, start protecting the youthful skin you still have. Wear sunscreens when you're outside. Moisturize the skin every day. Don't tell me you have oily skin or you live in a humid area. You still need a light moisturizer to go underneath your makeup. So these are some of the key things. Those of us that are over 40, I'll go with that, you want to use things that can help reverse the signs of aging and moisturize. It's never too late. It's never too early to have a good healthy routine, to have a good skincare routine. So that's going to help take care of it, help you look younger, avoid some of these beauty blunders that we all seem to overlook. This is your personal chemist, David Pollack, with my co-host, the famous author, Lisa Davis. You're listening to Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. We look forward to having you again, and stay beautiful.